turning our attention to the matter of the week that's on a lot of people's minds, and that's with regards to Cheltenham. Huge crowds, massive crowds of Irish, massive crowds of Kerry over there, and there's a Tralee syndicate which has high hopes today. Five men from Tralee living the Cheltenham dream this week, and it could get much better with the Kim Muir final race at Cheltenham today. In a moment, we'll be speaking to one of those behind the syndicate, but here is another clip of their horse, Stumptown, doing what he does.
Stumptown then. Gary was very keen on this horse.
Very keen. Had to go to Sandown to get a penalty, so he ran a Sandown off a mark of 125. Johnny Burke rode him. He jumped absolutely brilliantly, and I think whoever rides this fella is going to have great fun if he runs here. Now, he will get into the Ultima, I think, off 135. I think there's a big chance he will. He'll be bang on at the bottom, but I think he's absolutely bolted in here, and to be honest with you, I'd say he was valued for the £10 and a bit more. You can't up him now, so Gavin Cromwell can't give up to me, but I don't think 135 is going to stop him.
It's an emphatic success, isn't it?
It is.
There you go. That is none other than Ruby Walsh running the rule over Stumptown and his chances. With me on the line is Ger T, and he's CEO of Sales Sense International, but he's one of the men of the Forest Bush Syndicate behind Stumptown. Ger, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning from Cheltenham.
Good morning, Gerry. It's bit of excitement here this morning. A lot of men in bed early and up early this morning. Breakfast has been had, and really looking forward to the day.
I can imagine, Ger. Listen, tell me the story of Forest Bush, and tell me the story of Stumptown, the story of this horse.
We've been coming over to Cheltenham and going racing for a long time, four or five of us. So about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I got in touch with Gavin Cromwell to say that we were interested in looking at something, and we spent about 6 months looking at different horses. And myself and Garrett Dillon went up to Wexford one Wednesday morning to buy a different horse, actually, and got to see Stumptown. And I think it's probably fair to say, Gerry, it was love at first sight. Great horse, great temperament. He's a real dude, very relaxed. But look, won't lie, this is a lotto shot. We're very, very lucky to get him. Very, very lucky to, things can go wrong in racing. We've just been lucky that it's gone right for us.
Yeah. Listen, what's the week been like so far, and what are the levels of excitement among ye, the connections?
It's been great. I mean, look, we usually go every Tuesday and Wednesday. So the fact that he's running Thursday, we're here an extra day. But look, it's very different for us, for anybody involved. You know, we're out, we're talking to people, be they English, Irish, Scottish, and, you know, people are all, you know, they're talking about him. He's obviously got people's into their imaginations. And we have, Gavin has Florian Porter as well today. It's very different for us. You can talk about Kerry football or your club football or anything else, but this just brings a whole different level of excitement when other people are asking and talking about your horse.
It does. And look, it's huge excitement. What are the conditions like, Ger, out there? How's it going to run today?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we were a bit concerned about that coming into the week. The conditions on Tuesday were soft, and yes, they were soft. I understand now that it's good to soft, there's drying, so a lot of wind. And look, from our perspective, the drier it gets, the better. Probably the revelation with Stumptown since Christmas has been his jumping, but a lot of that has to be done to the good ground. So he likes good ground, jumps well in it. And in a 3 mile race, you know, he gains a lot of length on the field with his jumping. So that's the key today. If he jumps, he'll stay.
Yeah, and that's it. Look, there must be a massive buzz out there, the crowds, the huge crowds, the crack that's being had as well. Lots of people from Kerry over there and lots of hopes.
Huge crowd. Loads of people are travelling from all over Ireland, but from Kerry in particular. I think there's another interest, the Killarney interest, in Pat Giroux tomorrow as well in one of the races. So, we're very excited. Look, the goodwill from people has been amazing. We've had, you know, messages the last few days from all over the world, from Sydney, from Vancouver, from Kazakhstan. So, fingers crossed, Jerry, he comes home okay. There's some good omens, sorry, myself and yourself, 28 years ago today, we won a Munster Colleges semi-final.
Gee, was that today? Was that 28 years ago today? My God.
years ago, so you were the star fullback. Look, a lot of good omens, Jerry. And look, the goodwill, like I said, it's just been amazing.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, look, it's yourself, Garrett and Brian Dillon, George Savage and Nathan MacDonald. The best luck to George. We had reports from earlier on in the week that people were drinking 20 euro black velvets, Guinness and champagne in Chelsea, £20 sterling, actually. Have ye been sampling any of those?
Jerry, we're on our best behaviour. All I can tell you in the stats is that there's 55,000 pints of Guinness a day sold in Cheltenham.
My God.
But we might wait till after 5:30 this evening for that.
Okay. Well, listen, brilliant stuff, George. Look, it's a great story. Congratulations on getting to here. I know it's a dream and brilliant, and hopefully it goes well today. But look, enjoy it anyway and hope it all goes well from 5:30.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Brilliant. George Tehan there on the line. There you go, former footballing teammate of mine from St. Brendan's College in Killarney. Back to the years. My God, where does the time go? 28 years ago, I was playing college's football.